This is CliffCentral.com.
So once a week for the last couple of weeks, we've been catching up with some of South Africa's best looking, fittest, healthiest, most happening people. And one of them is the gorgeous Katlego Mwaduba, who's sitting right opposite me.
Oh, I like that intro.
She's resplendent. You look magnificent. You really do. I've never seen you ever look anything but perfect.
No, that's a lie.
Oh, well,
it must
true.
Have been one day. Probably when I was sick.
Even when you came in here on some mornings very early. And
oh, those were the days.
I've never looked good in the morning, and you always somehow did. All right, so brandnewday.co.za is where you can find all the recipes and all the info and all the sort of tips on how you might be able to improve the start to your day and the start to your week and sometimes even your month or your year, because you've got to start somewhere, right?
Absolutely. You do have to start somewhere.
Were you ever unattractive and fat or lazy or any of that stuff?
Not unattractive or fat, but I was lazy. I really was lazy in the beginning. And I never knew why. I was always so tired, because I always thought, okay, maybe it was associated with, because I am anemic, but I was taking iron supplements. So I just couldn't figure out, why is it that I was always tired? Even when I'd start my day and I'd have breakfast. And you know, breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but I guess I was having the wrong breakfast. So that's
why. Well, what were you eating then?
Oh, all the sugary stuff, all the bad stuff.
Mm, oh.
Yeah.
So would you just go to the fridge and you'd see what's there? You'd
all the
go
sugary to the, cereals, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I'd have like my bacon and your eggs and all fatty stuff.
Sounds like nice breakfasts though.
Delicious, but not healthy.
Okay, but there is a way to find the delicious and the healthy.
Yes, absolutely.
And how long did it take you to figure that out?
There was actually I had a misconception with all bran flakes before, because I always thought that it was because you'd eat them when you were feeling bloated.
Uh-huh.
That's what I thought. I thought that, oh no, man, you'd eat them when you're feeling a little bit bloated or a little bit heavy, and you'd eat it and the next day you'd feel fine. But then I started actually having all brands every single morning, and I noticed there was actually a change. And besides me being regular, it actually gave me a whole lot more energy throughout the day. And I was like, yay, there we go. I was literally an answer.
So you're not so tired anymore.
No, none whatsoever.
It's like I still find I'm a bit tired. Look, we wake up really early, so I suppose
you do wake up really, really early.
And it's never like fun. And also, you have to set aside time to eat properly, and you have to think about what you're going to put in there. So I've started with the granola.
The granola's tasty.
That's nice.
The granola's really tasty.
So I have that with a little bit of yogurt, and I try to get some fruit in there.
See, it's all
good.
The small steps.
Yeah.
All the small steps that lead to
even
a healthy lifestyle.
Even for me.
Even for you, Gareth. Yeah. See?
So what's been happening with you lately? Because you have, you've been busy as hell. So I didn't know for a start that you have a twin brother in all this time. I only discovered that now.
I think everyone is surprised when I'm like, I'm actually a twin.
Yeah.
But don't get too surprised, because it's not a girl. It's a boy. I do have a twin brother. He's an introvert, so much more different than I am. He likes to keep to himself.
What does he do?
Right now, he's trying to figure out what life is. I don't know what that means, but that's what he says to me.
You millennials.
Yeah, he's trying to figure out what life is. There's just too much pressure of life stress, and he's just trying to figure that out.
Okay, let's just go through a couple of these things so people know. You were in the third season of the Mzansi Magic Reality Competition, Big Brother Mzansi. That was 2014.
That's yes.
It feels like ages ago, right?
It does.
Then you were Sepati on The Queen.
Yep.
A telenovela.
Mm-hmm.
These things are popular.
You could see me back on The Queen pretty soon.
Oh, nice. And that's produced by Connie and Shona.
Yes,
huh?
Connie and Shona.
What's it like to work with them?
Oh, they're amazing. They're amazing. I think I was very starstruck when I first met Shona. I was very intimidated by him, because he's a very big man, and he's he has this aura about him, and I was very intimidated. But he's actually quite a softie. He really is a softie. He's very sweet and humble.
I get the impression he's very focused.
No, very, very focused. Hmm. Yes, that he is. But once he lets you in his space, he's very sweet, very humble, very down to earth. And then, of course, when I met Connie, I was in awe.
Okay,
of her
because
beauty.
she's the top of the pile. I mean,
yes.
When it comes to actresses in South Africa, Connie Ferguson is the one.
And she's actually much more prettier in person. Can you believe that? I was like, what?
Stop being so superficial.
No, I'm being for real. I'm being for real. She's much more prettier in person.
So she's extraordinarily talented, but she works really hard.
No, she really, really does. And she's a people's person, which I love. Because when I first met her, I thought she was going to kind of be very Because you know, celebrities have this thing like, yeah, I've made it. I've been in this industry for a long time and you're just a newbie coming up. Yeah. And I thought she's going to give me such attitude. But she was actually very sweet and she was very welcoming. And we spoke for some time and she gave me really great advice. And she made me feel very comfortable despite it, because it was like literally my first acting gig.
What is it like being on those shows, those acting shows? Because I've spoken to a lot of soap stars, and obviously that's a little bit different, but they spend a huge amount of time just sitting in the dressing room.
Yeah, hurry up and wait. Hurry up and wait. Yeah.
And then when they do get called, it's like 5 minutes, and then they have to do a wardrobe change, or they have to rearrange the lighting, or there's another scene they have to do, then they come back. But it's basically they book you up for like 3 or 4 days. And you actually only work in front of the camera for
like a day and
minutes.
A half. Yeah.
And then you're learning scripts and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy that?
I do. I actually love that. I actually love actually playing characters that are not really associated to me. I guess I love being other people because I do it really well.
It's living in a fantasy.
It is. And I enjoy playing dress up, you know, dressing up into living in someone else's character.
Do you like playing mean people?
I've never played a mean person, but I think I would love it.
I think you'd be good at it because it would be unexpected. People
you're
would go,
right, cause you're
but so she's
sweet.
So sweet and lovely and friendly.
Thank you, that's what I say.
And you turn out being this monster. On, that would be fun.
I would love that. That would be amazing. I think my next role should be a villain.
Like there is, and I don't even know whether to put you in this group or not, so don't be offended. But there's a group of talented young black women in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And they say it girls some of the time. They sometimes say these are the, you know, the celebrities of the moment. These are the people who get the attention.
You need to watch them, yeah.
Right. And, you know, it's changed over the years. There used to be it girls who we don't talk about anymore. There's some who are still very much in there and who can command huge amounts of money, very successful. Everybody wants to be around them. Do you feel pressure to be one of those girls?
No, never. I think when I came into this industry, it taught me a lot. And I learned that not all that glitters is gold, and don't believe the hype per se. So I don't ever want to get to a point where I am the it girl, because I feel like if you are the it girl, you have an expiry date. Oof. You literally have an expiry date.
That
you're
pressure.
In for a season and then you're out. Mm. So I'd rather just be in the industry and just be in it like longevity. Just like how Connie did it. She's been in this industry for more than 20 years. So that's what I want. I don't want to be an it girl because then my hype will definitely run out.
But don't you also feel, because I sometimes feel this way, and I'm not competitive with anyone in particular, but I sometimes go on social media and you just see what everybody else's lives look like, obviously.
Yeah.
Through an Instagram
of
lens.
Course.
You think, my life is so horrible by comparison to these people. And I don't think I have a horrible life, but then I see these people who are always on holiday. You see them always spending money. You see them doing really incredible things. And you think, well, what am I doing wrong?
But I mean, you got to understand when it comes to like social media, not everyone is going to show you the bad side of their life. They want to show you what looks good or what seems to look good and what seems to look the glamorous life, which in essence, you could find that they took how many pictures just to post that one picture that actually looks like they're having the greatest of times. Meanwhile, outside of social media or outside of that post, they are dealing with a lot of issues. You know, so it's just
must
don't
be
really...
so hard for very young girls and guys who are just maybe they're in school still or they've just finished school and they see this stuff going on, because it's hard to tell what's real and what isn't. And even if people like you say, don't believe everything you see,
don't.
They must feel, because it's like, you know, in the old days, if you think about it, let's go back 3-4 generations. If you looked out of your house and you saw your neighbors, they were some distance away and they'd just, I don't know, bought something really cool or they were living really well or something was going well for them. It was still a little way away. It was one family. It didn't make you feel necessarily better or worse.
Yeah.
You think of social media now, it's on the screen right in front of your face all the time, reminding you of where you're at in the pecking order. I think it must be very difficult to be growing up right now. And
it
I don't
is.
Mean that in some patronizing way. And I think it's only probably relevant because you are one of the few people who I think is able to straddle both worlds, the world of kind of what's perceived as real on social media and what's real in the world that we inhabit and the, you know, the ups and downs of actually having to make it work.
I think in my short time being in this industry, I'm actually grateful that I'm actually was able to see that not all that glitters is gold. And I'm actually able to see that as much as celebrities, it's a pressure. I mean, some would say it's they need to sell an appearance in order for people to buy it. And it's a lifestyle that they need to sell so that people can buy it, so that people can buy into what they are selling. So I guess I understand what, where they're coming from. But at the same time, it's you're selling a false dream to people. And I think it's time we need to change that perspective and change people's ideas and to be like, listen, actually, this is what's going on. And I try to tell this to people who are always like, I want to go into the acting industry and I want to go into like the entertainment industry, and I actually tell them it's harder than it is. And literally it's not all glamorous. Literally some people think that, hey, if you're acting, I only do 30 minutes of a day, because they see 30 minutes of an episode and they think literally I'd probably just do one scene and it'll take me 10 minutes. No, it's a whole day.
So what's the worst part of it for you?
The worst part of
the entertainment business?
Oh, geez. I think the worst part for me would have to be every day. Well, not every day, but I'm always exposed to what some people would think were the truths are actually the lies of the industry.
Yeah, like?
Yeah. So, I mean, like for me, it's where I've learned where people would say, like, you know, they enjoy being in the industry and it's they get things and they get, well, let me put it this way. Some people climb up the ladder, but they don't climb up the ladder on a straight road. It's they had to do certain things to get to the top.
Oh,
there we go.
I see what you mean.
You see what you
mean?
And
those people never tell you what they're embarrassed.
Exactly. They'll never say, listen, I actually slept with so-and-so to actually be where I am today. And no.
And they want you to think it's just their talent.
It's just, it's trust it ain't just talent. Oh, that's all I'm saying.
And you don't want to ever do that?
No, I don't ever want to sell my soul to the devil. Never.
Because I think that there probably are a lot of people who think it's a good transaction and it's a good deal. And you do it once and you're like, yeah, all right, got me ahead.
Really? Until he's done with you and he doesn't want you anymore, and then what?
Yeah, look, I've never been in a situation where I've offered anyone that, and I've never been in a situation where it was offered to me. So it's pure hypothetical stuff.
Yeah, no, trust. I've been offered. And that's a sad reality where you think that you're coming into a space where people are actually trying to respect women and you're saying things in terms of we're building women. Meanwhile, it's the opposite. And it's more of like, I need to sell my body in order for me to achieve what I need to get.
Wow.
Which for me was a shocker, because I never thought it really did happen, but it actually does happen out there. It really does.
So when this kind of suggestion happens, are you sitting there going, what would my mother and father say?
No, what would my mother say? My mom would kill me if she ever knew. Oh my gosh, she would kill me. She would be like, why are you there? I mean, I raised you better. It's fine if it's going to be hard work. It will take you 10 years. It's okay. But as long as you did it the right way.
But it is a sexy business. Like, as in, you know, you end up at these parties. You end up meeting people who you've seen on TV or you've watched in the movies or whatever, and it can be very attractive. It can be.
It can. I'm not going to lie. Know, yeah.
Look at how these Hollywood A-listers fall in love with each other on movie sets, because you're in a weird, rarefied environment. It's not normal.
No, it isn't normal. But still, I wouldn't sell my soul. I would just be like, it's okay. Even if it takes me 20 years, I'd be fine. But I know that I would have done it the right way and the correct way.
So what keeps you grounded?
My mother, and of course, God keeps me grounded. Definitely that.
How often do you think about what your own goals are as opposed to where you're at? Are you grateful to have got to the things that you have done, or are you always thinking about the next thing?
I would say I'm grateful, but at the same time I'm also thinking about the next thing. But I know I'm favored, so I know that God is always with me. So I know that everything that I get, of course, it's of His doing. I needed to learn something. It may not all be positive, because we always think it has to always be a positive thing that you get. It could also be a negative thing, which I had to learn from and experience or take something out of. But I'm grateful for every experience and every journey that I've taken to get this far.
Have you ever just quietly cried somewhere about things that aren't going your way?
Yes, I have. I really have. That would have to
be afterwards,
last week.
Really?
It was last week.
And then afterwards you think, oh, I'm being silly.
Yeah. No, it was definitely last week. I cried because I couldn't explain what was happening, and I was trying, and I asked a lot of questions, and I was questioning God as well. And I was like, but you gave this to me, but why am I now dealing with the certain issues that are coming with this thing that you gave me? And then I remember I got into a mini car accident as well last week. No. And I was like, but this is all too much. What is going on? And then I literally was like, okay, no, but it's your will. And it had to happen. And I needed to take out a lot of things, which I didn't see. But now I know, and I'm grateful, because now I know that it's taught me not to always take things at face value. That's literally what has taught me. And not to believe the hype, basically. And it's also taught me that certain role models out there, you need to kind of question. You need to really question, because we see them up on the Twitter, on the Instagram, and everywhere, and we think they're living this high almighty life and they're glorious, but meanwhile behind the scenes, it's the devil himself.
Sure. The devil himself. So what's the next step for you? Because I'm sure that you aren't the kind of person who's just going to quietly go and get a corporate job.
Oh no, never. Me, corporate, I was never meant to be in corporate. No. I'm actually going back into acting. So I'm pursuing that full time now. And I'm grateful for that. Actually, I think it's a transition in my life which I need to focus on.
Yeah. Mm. And how often do you speak to Kelman? Because he was your on-air partner for a long time.
I actually spoke to him, when was it, 2 days ago. Mm. Yeah, I speak to him like every day as much as I can, actually. But bless his soul. He'll always be my husband.
All right, so we're eating right. We're getting back into acting. Mm-hmm. Summer's coming.
Oh, yes. Like, that's how my body needs to.
It's good to be Kat Moduba right now, huh?
It's pretty good. It's looking pretty nice right now.
Hey, it's better than being a lot of other people. Let's put it that
That's
way.
That's true. That's very true.
And you do have a lot of things that some of us should be very jealous of. I mean, you know, you've got this loving family.
Oh, yes. Bless my mom and my brother.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they care about you enormously. And you've got lots of friends. And you are one of the people who everybody wants to talk to. I've seen you at these events. They like you. They come up to you like, oh, hi, Kat.
I didn't know that.
You haven't seen that?
No.
Because you're friendly.
I'm a very friendly person.
You're not sitting there all morbid.
I can't be mean. It's not in my nature. And I can't be something that I'm not. I'm genuinely a friendly person. And I love talking to new people. And I think before, when I think it was last week, someone said this to me, and they said, I should always remain humble. And it will take
me
really
say,
far.
Be humble.
No.
Sit down.
No, did they didn't say
They didn't do that.
No, they didn't say that. They just said, always remain as humble as you are, and it will take you really far. And I think that's what touched me. And I was like, oh, wow, you know.
I'm very, very happy to see you.
I'm very happy to see you
too. And if anybody wants to know more, they can go on to brandnewday.co.za, find out more about Kat, more about all the other ambassadors, and also how you can find the life and health hacks that help to give you a more balanced, healthy, and fulfilled life. It's powered by Kellogg's All Bran. And our guest this morning, Katleho Moaduba. Thank you.
Thank you, Gareth.
This is CliffCentral.com.